Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Details of the Wake-Up Call this Monday, October the 16th, 2017. I am Richard Martin, your host, and I am bringing this show to you from just outside Singapore in Malaysia. If you want to understand why the status quo is unravelling, start by examining the feudal structure of our society, politics, and economy. The revelations coming to light about Hollywood oligarch Harvey Weinstein perfectly capture the true nature of the status quo, a rotten to the core, predatory, exploitive oligarchy of dirty secrets and dirty lies, protected by an army of self-serving sycophants, servile toadies on the make, and well-paid legal mercenaries. Predators aren't an aberration of the establishment. They are the perfection of the establishment, which protects abusive, exploitive predator oligarchs to prevent the feudal injustices of life in America from being revealed for all to see. The predators record their aristocratic status in Hollywood and DC, grants them a feudal-era droit du seigneur, or right of the lord, to take whatever gratifications they desire from any female who has the grave misfortune to enter their malefic orbit. Anyone who protests or makes efforts to go public is threatened by the oligarch's thugs and discredited or smeared by the oligarch's take-no-prisoners legal mercenaries. You remember the Clintons' crisis management team tasked with crushing any of what they used to call bimbo eruptions, i.e. any eruptions of the truth about bills well known to insiders' predation of the peasantry? The dirty secret is that the oh-so-hypocritical power elites of Hollywood and Washington, D.C. circle the wagons to protect one of their own from being unmasked. The first weapons of choice in this defence are, as I mentioned, threats from thugs discrediting the exploited via the oligarchy's paid goons and lackeys in the mainstream media, and dirty lies about what a great and good fellow the oligarch predator is. The last line of defence is a hefty bribe to silence any peasant standing still after the oligarch's onslaught of threats, smears, and lies. Should the worst happen and some sliver of the truth emerge, despite the best efforts of the thugs, corporate media, legal mercenaries, and PR handlers, then the playbook follows the script of any well-managed communist dictatorship. The oligarch predator is thrown to the wolves to protect the oligarch's systemic predation and exploitation of the dictatorship. The peasantry debt serfs, as in one party communist dictatorship, an occasional sacrificial offering is made to support the propaganda that the predators are outliers rather than the only possible output of a predatory, exploitive, feudal status quo comprised of a small elite of super wealthy and powerful oligarchs at the top and all the powerless debt serfs at the bottom who must do their bidding in bed, in the boardroom, in the corridors of political power, and in the private quarters of their yachts and island hideaways. Media reports suggest that the real reason Mr. Weinstein has been fired is not his alleged conduct over the past 27 years, but his loss of the golden touch in generating movie magic loot for the oh-so-liberal and politically correct Hollywood gang that was pleased to protect Mr. Weinstein when he was busy enriching them. What's truly noteworthy here is not the sordid allegations and history of payoffs. It's the 27 years of intense protection the Hollywood and media and DC status quo provided, despite hundreds of insiders knowing the truth. Just as hundreds of insiders with top secret clearance knew about the contents of the Pentagon Papers and thus knew the Vietnam War was little more than an accumulation of official lies designed to protect the self-serving elites at the top of the power pyramid, only one analyst had the courage to risk his career and liberty to release the truth to the American public: Daniel Ellsberg. Why are we not surprised that Hollywood, the corporate media, and Washington, D.C. lack even one courageous insider? As I said at the beginning, if you want to understand why the status quo is unraveling, start by examining the feudal nature of our society, politics and economy, and the endemic corruption, predation, and exploitation of the privileged oligarchs at the top. Then count the armies of self-serving sycophants, toadies, lackeys, hacks, apologists, flunkies, careerists, and legal team mercenaries who toil ceaselessly to protect their oligarch overlords from exposure. Open your eyes, America. There are two systems of justice, one for the wealthy and powerful oligarchs and an overcrowded gulag of serfs forced to plea bargain in the other. If John Q. Public had done the deeds Mr. Weinstein is alleged to have done, Mr. Public would have long been in prison. As Orwell observed about a totalitarian oligarchy, some really are more equal than others. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I will leave it there and hope that you might feel inspired to go to the donate tab on the Richard Martin's wakeupcall.podbean.com page and sign up for a donation. I will be back with you, as always, at the end of the week on Friday. So until then, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.